Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
KC really out here trying to cancel our guests.
It's busy, man. We got Trista today. You know what I'm saying?
It's literally the same Tuesday lineup that we've had for like 5 years.
It's crazy because it's game day.
Trista,
and it's
not
a 5 o'clock start. So like it's kind of
my bad. You know,
bit.
You're right. Who else did you book today? And who better to preview a game than a guy who covered the league for a decade?
I mean, I talked to Mark Jones, too, and he was supposed to get back to me.
Oh, so Mark's coming on today?
No, but he was supposed to get back to me. But I said, we'll leave that open just in case you can, because there's a lot of things going on. So, I was trying to let him know early, you know. Man, it's too packed today, bro.
This
too
man
packed.
Really tried to cancel Jason Jones' appearance earlier today. He said, yo, Jay, we're crazy booked today. Let's catch up next week. My bad. And had to promptly respond, do not listen to this man. We will see you at 3:20. Thankfully, Jason read right through that nonsense. 6 hours and 39 minutes last night.
That was fantastic. Like Kyle said earlier, that was fantastic sports. That was great sports.
I wish I could have seen it.
When did you tap out?
I don't know exactly. Like, I didn't really tap out. I just kind of faded. And I made the mistake of took the girls to bed, and I just kind of had the iPad with me. So I just sat in bed, turned the volume down, and was doing a variety of different things, had the game on. And it was extras, but it was pretty early. Like it might have been like 11 or 12. Like it's There's this thing with extra innings for me that's like where it's really like, especially it's really exciting, but then the excitement wears off and I start to wonder, when is this game going to end? Now that wasn't necessarily the case last night. Like it's the World Series. Like if it went 27 innings, like dope, like it's the World Series. But there was also a point where I had a traumatic weekend. I was tired. Like we have a long day today. It's like, okay, I just tap into this. And then I guess at some point, I just put the iPad on the floor because, again, I don't think I fell asleep and it fell. But I know I saw into the 12th inning or 12 or 13th inning. Yeah. And then I don't know what happened after that.
Man, I watched that whole thing from about the fourth inning on. After Ohtani's – I tapped in a little before his second home run – or his first home run, excuse me. And – yeah, just watch. I saw Kirk when he hit his 3-run home run to give the Blue Jays the lead, and I was tapped in the rest of the time, man. And that was a fantastic game. It had everything. It had the drama. It had great performances. The Blue Jays, because they didn't win, will get overlooked. But some of the pitching performances they had out of the bullpen was outstanding. Outstanding in that game. And obviously guys like Klein and what he was able to do, they kept letting us know that he had only thrown 30 pitches in a game once. Mm-hmm. That was his high mark. Then he was, I think he finished with like 75 pitches or something like that.
I have that number somewhere.
It was, man, the theater was fantastic.
It was. Dodgers used 10 pitchers yesterday. That's a World Series record. Shohei Ohtani reaching base 9 times, 4 extra base hits, 2 home runs, 2 doubles, being walked 4 times intentionally. Records, those are all records for a World Series game. And Freddie Freeman, I think I heard this morning. First player to ever hit 2 walk-offs in a World Series?
Yep. Man.
Wow. Man. Wow, wow, wow.
What a game, man. Definitely didn't end the way that I wanted it to, but that was a fantastic game. And we'll, you got to turn right back around and get ready to go in a few hours. So
yeah, that will be interesting to watch, like how that game goes. We'll certainly.
Did you see the clips of Toronto?
Oh, yeah.
They had 20,000 in the Sky Dome watching that game.
2 o'clock in the morning.
That's an underrated sports city.
I agree.
They tap in for Maple Leafs, Raptors, Blue Jays. And they do wild stuff like that, like 20,000 in a baseball stadium. Only time I've ever seen something like that many people to watch a game on the screen. The Astros might have had like 30,000-40,000. Now, maybe not 40 is too much, but maybe like 25,000-30,000 when they won their first World Series. And it happened on the road, so everybody was in the – it used to be Minute Maid. I don't know what it is now, but – that's one of the only times I've seen that many people for a watch party, like was in Toronto last night. They were turned all the way up, and that's tough to stay up that long and lose.
Oh yeah, that's tough. That's tough because there is a certain point where you utter to the people that you're with, "This is only worth it if we win." Because, I mean, there's realistic. It's 2:30 in the morning. Like, it's 2:30 in the morning, and we're at a baseball stadium in which baseball is not being played. We're in a baseball stadium watching television.
Man.
Imagine being at, like, 32 Brews last night.
Oh, my goodness.
Imagine being out at, like, a sports bar watching that game out of 32 Brews. And it's like, all right, as soon as this thing wraps up, we're out of here.
Hey, you got your boy was there last night sitting like row one, your boy Bill Simmons.
At 32 Bruce Street?
No, at the Dodgers game.
And the fraud Rob Lowe was there too.
What'd Rob Lowe do? Oh,
he's not a Dodgers fan.
He's a Cincinnati Reds fan. All
right. But I think he's lived in L.A. longer than he's lived in.
It doesn't matter.
Got to do with nothing?
Yeah.
What I got to do with anything?
Ebro talks with a New York accent.
That's a foul as well.
Bro, went to the same high school I did.
Yeah, that's not okay.
And let's be real, Eddie about a year away.
See, but Eddie's still a Raiders fan, though.
Yes. He's not a Jets fan.
Come on.
Giants. Jets. Jets and Dar.
Mets and Jets. That's the combination. Yankees, Giants. It's usually the combo. But yeah, Rob Lowe should be.
Where's the Mets stadium at?
Queens.
Oh, that's right. Take me to Queens at once. That's right. Queens. Never been there.
I've never been there either. I've driven past.
Been to Queens, not the state. I mean the stadium. I've never been to the stadium.
I've driven past Old Shea Stadium. I've never even driven past new one. I saw it on the plane. I was like, oh, Queens. There goes the stadium. But never been. I want to get there.
Tina Charles, former WNBA MVP, her mom lived in Queens, brought me the most amazing Jamaican food I've ever had.
Jamaica Queen, stand up.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to my man, Alan the Bears fan. He's from Queens as well.
Okay. Shout out Alan the Bear. Wait, what?
Yeah, he's from Queens. He's another guy, another non-Rob Lowe guy. He's from Queens. He's been in California.
Did you refer to him as a non-Rob Lowe guy?
He's been in California like probably almost 20 years. He still stayed true to who he was.
But how did – you said he's from Queens.
Yeah.
How did the Bears thing happen?
I think the story goes he was just being a defiant child.
Oh, I understand that. Yeah.
Nothing weirder than being a Dolphins fan from Modesto.
It happens. Well, yeah, but your dad is a
Dolphins fan from San Jose.
Well,
yeah, that's different too.
What was, that, what was Mr. Tapia like, a big Larry Zonka guy? Like, how did this? Did we go over how this happened?
He tells the story that they won the Super Bowl the year he was born. It's either that or 72.
Okay.
Sixers won the finals the year I was.
Well, yeah, this is like, I've never fact checked him. Like, it doesn't always, like, he doesn't have the same reasons for all his teams, but whatever. It's my teams now.
Do you know who's, I heard this on Sunday before we were getting ready for the game. You know who's a big Dolphins fan?
Who?
Our guy Ant-Man. Anthony Slater. Really?
Oh, yeah, he mentioned that once. Fan.
Really?
And they asked him why. Did he ever say why? Did you ever,
don't remember. He was on the Insiders once. He mentioned it to me and Kyle once, but I don't remember exactly what he said.
Yeah, they were like, how did that happen? He's like, Ace Ventura.
Jesus.
Bro, that's all the right. worst. Like, you could have picked picked a way better life for yourself. Like,
yeah, Ant should have lied.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jim Carrey, Fingal and Einhorn really did it for me.
Their team that played the Dolphins, and then you should have picked that team.
Well, this is awkward. So, well, Lakers won the finals the year I was born.
Well, all right. Go ahead. You say it. Don't even play. No, don't play it. You say it, because that's your team.
Who won the year you were born, Casey?
The Sixers.
Oh, okay.
That's why he's a big 2001.
Makes sense, yeah. Big Anthony McKee guy.
Allen Iverson is the only reason why I don't just despise Philadelphia. Because I every time I see him with the Sixers, you know, I'm like, all right, man. If AI cool with him, I'm cool with him. I'm cool with him.
Okay. We'll come back. I have so many questions. I had questions. Like, I have questions about your whole Dodgers hate thing.
What?
I do. Like, I'll ask when we get back. And we'll get back to the Kings. Because I'm just going to piss everybody off when we get back. Stilo and Casey. Brought to you by Sky River Casino. Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the place to play with 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games. Sky is the limit at Sky River Casino.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
We were talking about the 76ers a little bit during that commercial break. 76ers, one of a handful of teams that are undefeated right now, interestingly enough. I think there's four.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thunder, Spurs, Sixers, Bulls. Kings are playing two of them in the next 2 days.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah. Combined 7-0 record. Yeah. The teams that the Kings are playing.
Fantastic.
We were talking about Philadelphia and how their future looks very, very bright with Tyrese, VJ, that crew that they got going there. If you can, like I mean, start of the season, getting and not too high, not too low. But let's say this continues for, let's go 15 games.
Okay.
Let's go 12-3. And they say, hey, Paul George is healthy. What do you do? You're 12-3. Paul George is now healthy or cleared to play. What do you do?
Hey, Paul, this is Tyrese. You've known him. This is VJ. This is their team. This is your new role. Don't mess it up.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was like. Do you?
Yeah, don't.
Like, hey, we've got. We're going to implement you into the. We're going to work you into the game.
It's just, get out of the kid's way.
Yeah, kind of. This isn't asking for Keon Ellis and Maxine Raynaud and Nick Clifford to play.
Right.
Like Ty's already got his second contract. VJ was, what, number three in the draft? Mm-hmm. Like, you've got guys here right now. Do you tell, hey, Paul, man, you got to, you have a different role now here.
You definitely tell me he has a different role.
Don't worry, pal. You're getting paid the same.
Right.
But your role is different.
You definitely let him know the role has changed, big dog. It's changed.
Paul George untradeable right now?
Yeah, he feels untradeable.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to see. He can start a small forward. They got him. Actually, got him starting at power forward, even though he's out, like on the depth chart.
Mm-hmm.
But you play, and you continue to play him. He's part of the rotation, part of what they're doing. But it looks different now for you, Paul. Like it looks different. Mm-hmm. Like you're not getting 20 points per game. You might be more of a distributor and more of a creator for others. And these two top flight young guards that we have. So, yeah, you can come back. You can come back.
Well, I wasn't suggesting he can't. I was just like, what do you
– how similar
you
is
have
this
a conversation
to
with him?
When Boston had Tatum and Brown, and you bring it back like Kyrie and Gordon Hayward?
Gordon Hayward's probably –
and I'm asking because that one they completely messed up and blew that team up.
But Gordon
like, you
Hayward –
think that situation can happen here?
Gordon Hayward is more comparable. Kyrie could still play.
Yeah, Gordon Hayward, like, did they eventually abandon it?
Like
they tried to bring him back.
Yeah, they brought
him back as Gordon Hayward.
Like you're the fourth option now. Like you're the fifth guy now.
Yeah. This one, like this is so infuriating. Philly could get bailed out of all of the bad decisions they've made. They could get completely bailed out. And so I don't think if you're them, you can do anything to jeopardize that because you have a $1 trillion on the books for two players over the next handful of years. You got one player that's damn near, he might not be able to walk when he's earning $70 million a year. Yeah. And you still might be an Eastern Conference competitor.
What do you mean by you can't jeopardize that? Like, is this still in relation to the Paul George conversation? Just in
yeah, like just like with both of them, but more so Paul George because Joel's played.
What would Paul George do to risk that? Like playing him or starting him? You think might risk that?
I don't like if my starting lineup has got me to I can't remember if I said 13-2 or 13-3, whatever I said. If it's gotten me to that point, I'm not changing it.
Got you.
I'm absolutely not changing that. It's Paul George can, I, Paul George might not be the Paul George that we've known for so many years, but he still could be a very good basketball player. He could potentially be a great player in a reduced role. And if you have a player that's prone to injury who couldn't even be healthy enough through training camp to step on the floor, then yeah, you know what? When you come back for a month, you'll play 10 minutes a game, 12 minutes a game. And then as we, you know, get closer to, again, working with this 15-game timeline, as we get closer to Christmas and the turn of the calendar, yeah, maybe we start talking about 15 to 20. Yeah. But you're a role player on this team now, because this is Tyrese Maxey's team. And he has a couple of co-hosts. You're still an important part of it. But what we have right now has gotten us to this point. And given as many stupid decisions as I've made, because clearly I'm playing the role of Daryl Morey, I'm not going to do anything to jeopardize that.
We talked about...
So get in and help these young guys win games.
We talked about Paul George being untradeable. Do we think Joel's untradeable?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's just as maybe more untradeable than Paul George, if that makes sense. That's even possible.
I agree. He's absolutely more. I don't know how. Yes. I don't even think an explanation is needed. Yeah. I agree.
Because even if you're
the best medical staff with the, and you know what? We believe you can't possibly believe that you can get Joel to be great for you for more than a season. You're paying him for four, though. Mm-hmm. And that's how I can't see any team being willing to take that risk, unless one exception and one exception only. You have an albatross contract, and you feel like we could win a championship this year if our productivity at the center position is higher. But you have to have that albatross of a contract, because you can't trade 10 players.
Right.
It has to be... you know, a $45-50 million contract that you can move off of along with whoever to make the rest of the money work, send Joel and go, we could win it this year and we'll pay for it for the next four, but we want to win it this year.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you guys. I agree. Did the extension start this year?
I think it started this year. I feel like we looked this up monthly, because it just becomes more and more baffling.
I can't believe they signed him to that extension.
An extension that they did not have to sign him to.
No.
Starts next year.
Oh, you're right. It hasn't started.
Yeah, no, he's still on the last year of his.
They don't have
deal.
His actual dollars. They have the estimate. The estimate is 58.1 for next year, because it was a 3-year extension. A 58.1 for next year. Joel will only be 32 years old. A 62.7 the year after, and 67.9 when Joel Embiid is 34 years old.
That's a player option he's definitely going to take, too.
He probably already picked it up.
At this point, just put his jersey in the rafters now for the 76ers. He's not going anywhere.
He is old.
You retire his jersey for the 76ers?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Joel Embiid was one of the best players in the league for 5 years.
Kenny might be onto something.
Well, no. Don't, first of all, don't ask Kenny, because Kenny hates jersey retirement.
No, I hate excessive jersey retirements. Joel probably will get his jersey retired. Will happen.
He's a Hall of Famer, right?
I think so. I don't know what the numbers are, like what the numbers look like because of injuries and stuff like that. But I know I watched the Hall of Fame player. That's what I mean by that.
Most MVPs are. I mean, only one Derek MVP Rose. Didn't make top 75, right?
Mm-hmm. Joel Embiid, 7-time All-Star, 5-time All-NBA, 3-time All-Defensive Team, 2-time scoring champ, All-Rookie Team, MVP.
He's a Hall of Fame player.
That's more than
he's absolutely gets his jersey retired.
He does.
So does his agent. His agent gets his jersey retired, too, because beginning next year, he's owed $188 million.
Oof. He's going to get one of those mini statues on that street that they have.
Oh, man. Make Joel Embiid the first real-size statue. I remember when people got hip to that when they unveiled Allen Iverson's.
Yeah,
and they thought
that's the first one.
They thought they was making fun of Allen Iverson. Like, why is it so small?
We said, wait, what? Yeah, that was crazy. when that whole thing got uncovered. That
like a bronze shortage in Philly? Like, what do you?
Why would you do that?
Does the Nick Foles play have a statue?
I wouldn't be surprised if it did.
Put a statue for anything up in Philly.
Almost
anything.
Hey, let's put a statue up for this actor.
Fictional boxer.
Yeah.
Well,
what was that play called? Philly Special.
You know, you see who was courtside at the Sixers game last night?
Nick Foles does have a statue.
There absolutely is a Philly Special statue. Yeah, okay. That is incredible.
Right, we talking about a second quarter play? We talking about we got a statue for a second quarter play?
That is amazing. Is it?
Hey, since
at least put a statue up of him holding up the trophy or something.
Since we can say his name again, Drake's got an answer for this.
Oh,
Drake's
got an
answer for this. Yeah.
I wonder if Drapes can come on our show.
We had a talk. We had a conversation.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. Usually
try to pay people to stay away from us. Like they did it with Doug for years.
But I was like,
does he still have running commercials running over there?
Well, so that's the thing. Like, I don't know if his Mercedes endorsement is with the Kings or with the station.
I don't know.
And
we'll get the anonymous voice or whatever. It's fine.
Get the Joe D.
Yeah, dark out the screen. It's all good. It's all good. This is redacted.
Voice.
We'll call him the Kings play-by-play guy and then be like, look, it's up to you to figure out who we're talking to because there's two of them.
Yeah. Could be Deuce.
Could be Deuce.
Could be any
Deuce.
Of the crew. Could be Bo. Who knows?
Who knows?
Could be Joe Davidson again.
Could be Joe. We all know how Joe likes to distort his voice. We need to have Joe on the show. We're about to launch this high school athlete of the week thing.
Yeah.
We need to get Joe D on the show.
Shout out Joe D. It's my boy. That's my boy. Real quick, because I want to know why you're going to piss everybody off, but can I pay off the Mike Brown thing real quick?
Yeah.
I want to pay it off because, I don't know how this is going to play out, what's going on. There was a moment the other day in the game that they played against the Heat that they lost. And Mike Brown pulls out Karl Anthony Towns and he's talking to him and Kat is paying attention and responding, but it wasn't like this great conversation. And Walt Clyde Frazier's on the broadcast and he's like, yeah, Mike Brown always teaching. And they go up and down the court. They come back, they go down to the other end and they come back. And Walt Frazier goes, he's still talking to him. I've never seen this before. He's been talking to him this entire time. And then there was some Knicks Twitter accounts who were just like, yeah, man, they messed up. The players like Tibbs. They brought in Mike Brown. They're not meshing right now. Some people are like, you're being dramatic over a clip. I don't know if they're meshing or not. I don't think Kat and Mike Brown are meshing, but that doesn't mean everybody else, you know, has an issue with them.
Mm-hmm.
But they asked Mike Brown after this game against Miami and Monica McNutt asked him just like, hey, how are things going? How's it feeling? And this was his response. And it reminded me of something. I want to play it for you real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if you hear the same thing.
Coach, I know that it's just game three and there's still growth, but in terms of the reads and sort of the decision-making,
yeah.
If you could tier it, are we still at like level one of understanding our reads fully? Are we getting to the second, third option? Like, just in terms of tonight, it felt like sometimes things got just a little slow.
Yeah.
That comes obviously with time. Where are we?
No, you're right. We're getting there. I thought we made improvement from our last game with the reads, although it didn't show because we didn't shoot the ball as well as we wanted to. We gave up too many transition baskets and we sent it to the free throw line. But our reads have gotten a little better. I still had to kind of direct them and steer them with different stuff.
Let's pause it right there. Mm-hmm. I could be nitpicking. I had to direct them and steer them. Mm-hmm. I wonder if Mike Brown has this thing, and he's a great guy. And I actually think he's a humble guy. That's why this is a little baffling. But I wonder if Mike Brown has this thing where he thinks he knows every damn thing because he's been around championships. And he goes into these locker rooms saying, I've won championships. I know what it takes to win a championship. And Jesse talks about this often. And, you know, listen to me. I'm going to tell you how to do things. And these people are looking at me like, dog, you didn't lead nothing. You didn't lead no championship team. Mm-hmm. Stop talking to us like you were the one. And when I was listening to that comment, he was like, I had to direct him. He's the coach. I'm not trying to make a mountain out of a molehill, but every time it makes me think, because I look at the Kings situation and the Lakers situation, like Mike Brown is a hell of a cool dude. Like, why would people have a problem with Mike Brown? That's what I don't understand. But then you hear stuff like that.
Well,
I heard people talking about that before, you know, back channels, about how that rubs some people the wrong way in the entire building. And it's like, dang, is he doing it again? Is it happening again in New York already?
Do you want to go back to that clip? Do you want to?
No, it's not. That was the main part. Yeah.
Let me ask you, are coaching, because you do this, is coaching and teaching the same thing?
Yes. I'll just say, yeah, answer your question.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't think that they are.
Okay.
I think they're two different things. And to hear, that's something I've always understood about Mike Brown, mm-hmm. is he's a teacher and he knows the game. Mm-hmm. He loves to teach the game. And to me, coaching and teaching aren't the same thing. When Mike got here, this team needed to be taught. The Sacramento Kings. When Mike got to Sacramento, the team needed to be taught. Mm-hmm. The team that Mike came to in Sacramento is not the team he went to in New York. And just as you said, at the end of Beam Team One, when we were beyond a shadow of a doubt going to the playoffs, you said, enjoy this feeling because it's never going to feel like this again. What you're experiencing right now is never going to happen. We also said, Mike is going to have to do things differently. He had just done the TNT thing after the Knicks game. He was very hard on this team for the offensive rebounds he gave it. And here's the tough part. He wasn't wrong. Mm-hmm. Because if you remember that famous Knicks game, the Kings win, and I think we were all in agreement, he was really tough on his team for giving up as many offensive rebounds as they did. Mm-hmm. And we said, Mike played this card perfectly. They won. They won on national television. They're riding high. You know, the way this is going to play out, you know, we didn't know seeding or anything like that. But there was a very, for the first time all year, a strong confidence level. This streak is going to be broken. This team is going to the playoffs. Now, what do they do when they get there? I don't know. But they're going to the playoffs. And we're going to get fake crying and we're going to get all of this stuff on camera. We said Mike is going to have to do things differently the next year. Like, this team is in a different place. Mm-hmm. These players individually are going to be in a different place, and you're going to have to coach the team differently. Mm-hmm. He wanted to keep teaching. And it's where the, I've been around basketball so much, I know the game so much, it's where the Duarte thing came into play. Like, in what world? Like, why? And that set off a domino effect that apparently killed Kevin Huerter. Now, Kevin, you know, stunk when he started in Atlanta, too, or Chicago. He stunk when he got to Chicago, too, until he played Sacramento, and then all of his powers came back. But, like, there was clearly something like Kevin just started struggling, getting going again. We go to the Matt Barnes interview. Matt Barnes admitted on this show he hated the hire when the Kings hired Mike Brown. And he talked about the disconnect between Mike and that Lakers locker room, which had come off a championship. Now, it's not the same as the New York Knicks, but the New York Knicks are coming off of a, I think, Game six appearance in the Eastern Conference Finals. Okay, they're not a championship team, but they're not far away. You can't coach the New York Knicks like you did the Sacramento Kings 2 years ago. And I think Mike only knows one way, and it's to teach, teach, teach. And I think that rubs some players the wrong way, especially guys who have been in the league a long time. Young teams need to be taught. Young players need to be taught. Mm-hmm. Veteran players need to be coached. And I don't see that as the same thing. Warriors fans will, many feel a certain way about Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr took the mic day one and said, guys, I don't have to do a lot. Like, Mark has put this team in a really, really great spot. There's a few things we're going to change, but Mark had done a terrific job of putting this basketball team in a position to win. We're going to try to accentuate a few things, tweak a few things, and see what we can get done. Steve was pretty effective in that regard. Mm-hmm. Imagine Steve Kerr goes in there, guys, we're changing this whole thing. Does Steph Curry happen? Does the Warriors dynasty happen? Like, what winds up becoming of that if Steve Kerr goes, no, this is all wrong. Mm-hmm. He recognized that it was there. We're just going to, the steak is right there, the filet. It's a beautifully cut piece of steak. We're just going to add a little seasoning to it, just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not going to go, it's not Cajun. It's not the Cajun ribeye. No. We're just going to add enough salt and enough pepper to where this thing grills beautifully. Mm-hmm. And that's what he did. And not every coach is willing to recognize that.
I agree with everything you said. The one thing I'll say, because you broke it down beautifully. Hopefully this makes sense. It makes sense to me, but hopefully to everybody else. I think you can teach and not coach, but I don't think you can coach and not teach. That's why I say I think they're one and the same. If you're coaching, there's elements of you're teaching.
Sure.
You're teaching them the game. You're teaching them how to deal with adversity. You're teaching them how to overcome things. Like, a good coach is always teaching. And I'm not saying this is Mike Brown. I'm just just talking about the difference. You could just teach them how to run a play and how to run an offense and all this and not relate to them at all. The relationship, building that relationship, to me is part of coaching. So you could be teaching all the time, and this is kind of goes back to what you're talking about, teaching, but these people are resenting you because they don't like the way you communicate to them. Or two of the guys,
well, I think that's another big problem with Mike.
Yeah, two of the guys, like maybe five of the guys are great. Mike Brown's great, but two of them, like, man, I don't like the way this guy goes about things. Then because you're not necessarily in tune with the coaching because you're so busy teaching, you don't recognize that you got to figure out how to get through to these two guys. Mm-hmm. The coaches, it sounds like a shot at Mike. I'm not trying to, but the coaches, the guys that get it, they understand, I'm going to teach you everything that comes with being a winning basketball player, the X's and O's, and the intangibles. But I'm also going to communicate with you to a certain degree where my message is going to get through. And then the way I communicate may be different from Brunson the Cat. Mm-hmm. But you guys will respect and receive what I'm giving you equal the same way because of the way I deal with you guys. And sometimes I think that gets a little lost.
Trista Crick joins us at the top of the hour. We'll talk a lot of basketball with TK here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold.
listening to this music. While you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Our girl TK coming up at the top of the hour. We'll talk basketball with her.
My bad. There was another part of that Mike Brown clip that I wanted to play. Let me, because okay. He said something. He pulled it up. He said, "You know, Monica, when I talk about my guys here in New York, we're trying to get these guys to understand. Understand?
You're not even wearing glasses.
Excuse me. Trying to get these guys to understand." That when you play defense on a string, that's when you truly understand that this is what basketball's about. Mm-hmm. But those are my guys, regardless of what happens.
Hit play on your screen for a compare and contrast. Go ahead.
Try to mix it up.
Why are you so loud?
We did get a little better, which is exciting. And there are some positives that we can show
if he says my guys,
offensively
I'm
from tonight's game.
Coach, I know
okay,
that.
That's it.
All right. It's pretty spot on. It's one of his best ones.
Is it?
I think it is. Maybe, yeah, he does have to bring the volume down a little bit.
You yell in all of your impressions.
Yeah.
Well, he usually yells. They lost. That's why he didn't yell. But usually he does. He projects his voice. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's see what Buddha talking about here on the Elk Grove Kid Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Buddha, what's good, baby?
Yo, what's up, family?
What's good? What's good, man?
I'm doing good, bro. Hey, yo, Casey, that went down here, bro. That went down here. I was a little lost. I didn't know who it was for her. I missed it. You was Mike Brown. I thought you was Charles Barkley for a minute.
See?
He thought it was really Mike Brown. That's what he said. He thought it was really Mike Brown.
I don't
Brown.
Think that's what Boo said.
What's good, man? What's on your mind?
Hey, man. I had put in my little 2 cents on the B-Team 4.0, man. Hey, they I still believe in them. They messed up my parlay. Dennis missed a layup and missed a three-pointer. I had plus 5, lost by 7, something like that. But I'm still believing, you feel me? Yo, because for real, beating team one, they started off 0-4 for real. We 1-2, and I don't know. Let's try to sneak one in tonight. I think we can go ahead and get it because I feel like Fox and Cat was a good backcourt, but Dennis and Zach, that's a good backcourt too. Like, they keep us going until Keegan get back. Because for real, when you think about it, Zach, he's a way better player than Kev was. And Dennis, he's really playing like Fox, but he's just taking less shots right now. So, man, I'm still excited about them boys. They got a lot of excitement out there with Russ. Doing the look-away crossover.
Yeah, that was my favorite play from Sunday for sure. Yeah. I'm glad Buddha had that, because that actually leads into what I was talking about earlier that I think is going to frustrate a lot of people.
Okay.
Is you said this yesterday. We're still only three games into the season, right? They're playing without Keegan Murray.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that bad. Mm. Like, I know everyone thinks like, oh, this brutal stretch of the schedule is coming up. They got, you know, a combined record of 7-0 teams in this back-to-back. Like, I get it. Like, I you got Milwaukee and then Denver to close this trip out. Then you can come back and the arena is going to be overtaken by Warriors fans. I think we got the Timberwolves maybe sometime next weekend.
OKC again.
I get it. Like, it is brutal. But everybody is early in the season. Like, everybody's trying to figure some things out. You got people in and out of the lineup. Like, I feel like the Kings are still really, like, it's not, I don't want to paint the picture like, no, guys, it's okay. It's still early. Now, everything's fine. Like, no, I don't really love a lot of what I've seen. Mm-hmm. It's just a question of whether you trust them to figure it out or not. And I think most people don't trust them. They don't trust specifically Zach LaVine, mm-hmm. DeMar DeRozan, and Dennis Schroeder. Ironically, the three players who have played the best on the team so far in this young season.
Right.
They want to trust Keon Ellis and Nick Clifford and Maxine Reynaud and Isaac Jones. Like, I get it. You want to trust them because you don't know them. Mm-hmm. You feel like you know the other guys. Dennis Schroeder, a journeyman. Great. Like, he was brought in to be a distributor and a point guard. That's exactly what he's been. Everybody was screaming last year, we need a point guard. You got a guy who got 12 assists for you last game. Played pretty damn well defensively in the final minute. Played pretty damn well defensively, like, period.
Yeah.
But, like, you don't like him. And so your mind isn't changing. And, like, I this is what I just keep saying. If this team is 10-10, no one's going to feel different. Everyone says, oh, my God, it'd be a miracle if we were 10-10. You're still going to hate this team.
Right. You still think it's going to lead to no.
Because unless this team is 10-10 because they started Maxine Reynaud and Isaac Jones and Keon Ellis, and I'll give you one, and Malik Monk. Mm-hmm. If that's not the starting lineup, you're not going to like them. So it's like a Kings fan since 85 said earlier, oh, DeRozan's, let's be honest, he's not efficient. Like, what? He's shooting 50% from the field. What do you want him to do? I know what I want him to do. I want him to be a hell of a lot better from the free throw line.
Yeah.
But if that's really how we're grading this, then we'll just change the whole conversation here if we're grading on them shooting free throws, because then they all stink. Mm-hmm. But that's not what you meant. I know that's not what you meant. That's never what people mean when they talk about an efficient shooter. They're not talking about what they're doing at the free throw line. They're talking about what they're doing from the field. He's a 50% shooter from the field and 37.9 from three. Mm. What else do you want him to do? Mm-hmm. And Zach LaVine, not even close. He is the best player on this basketball team.
Yeah.
But that's not the guy you want to be the best player on the basketball team. So nothing that happens from now until the Sacramento Kings clinch a top six seed is going to change the way you feel about them.
And
they make the play-in with 46 wins. 48. We'll go on the high end. You're going to be so agitated that they won 48 games and made the play-in. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, if you, and this goes back to the conversation we had before the season started. If you want to preemptively be miserable because you don't think this team is good, so be it. We'll be here. We'll be with you every step of the way. I'm going to choose for as long as I can to be optimistic. Mm-hmm. Now, that optimism might run out by Sunday,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not going to run out of it before they play the Oklahoma City Thunder on Tuesday. I just might tell you on Monday, hey, you guys were right. And that'd be that.
Right.
But like everyone, I feel like people are so preconditioned. They have already decided how they feel. And the fact that the guys that they hate the most have played the best doesn't faze them one bit.
The other aspect of that as well is the Kings could make the playoffs and people will be mad. What does this even matter? This isn't a future. This is a one-year thing. Think about it. In this city, the Kings could make the playoffs and people will be mad about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Are we sure about that?
Well, yeah, I think if they actually made the playoffs, I don't think people would be mad.
Oh, I think they'd be upset because they'd look at DeRozan and LaVine. And the one of the biggest issues that everybody has, and I understand it. I'm not saying I don't get it or they're wrong or nothing like that. But the biggest issue that everybody has with this team is there's no future.
Oh, sure.
So you make the playoffs. That doesn't get you a future.
I don't care. I've said that all along.
I don't care either. But I think the person that has the gripe with them having not having a future will still have that gripe. They'll be mad. They'll be like, man, now we just got a worse draft pick and we got a 37-year-old DeRozan and Russell Westbrook. These guys aren't even going to be around next year. Like, what does this do for us? In actuality, it was fool's gold. We should have tanked. Because these guys got us to the playoffs and got us a worse draft position.
And that's where you get muted. Let's talk to TC here. 916-909-1320. What's up, TC?
What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, TC? How you doing, man?
Man, you know me. I'm just vibing game day. Before we start, hey, the Kings going to win by 5 tonight. I got us beating OKC. I know everybody want to talk crazy.
Have you ever called and said the Kings are going to lose?
I haven't, D-Lo.
Okay. All right.
Hey, the days I felt.
Why do I feel like TC just hit us with the Tyrese Halliburton? Did his voice just change?
I didn't.
I think TC's voice just changed.
He got a little Tyrese Halliburton in him?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, to be fair, when TC doesn't call us on game day, that means he thinks they're going to lose.
Oh, okay, got you, got you.
That's my boy, Kenny. Hey, so look, check it out. Hey, I'm back on Russ, bro. Listen, I'm with him in the starting lineup. Him, Schroeder, Zach, DeMar, and Domas, bro. I know everybody want to keep saying, TC, you crazy with that. But D-Lo, the force that – now I'm not talking about his 18 points. I'm talking about just his mental and the force that he plays with and just his recognition. This is Russell Westbrook. Having him on the floor, bro, gets us wins, period, point blank. Draymond Green is on his podcast talking about the only teams in the West who's contenders. Kings fans, listen, last time the league looked at us like this, look at the what did James just tweet? Chet sitting out, a bunch of guys sitting out. So this is how the season going to be, huh, Doug? Everybody going to sit their players out and overlook Sacramento. Last time they did that, we was the third seed. Think about that. That's all I got.
Wait, okay, thanks, TC. I'm sorry, what did Draymond Green say?
Our colleague, by the way.
What?
Yeah. You didn't know that? Yeah, our colleague,
I heard
Odyssey.
About that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, with the volume gone?
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know the volume.
Yeah, I didn't know. Volume
gone? Well, what is Draymond our colleague for?
Oh, yeah, he's with his podcast Odyssey is an Odyssey podcast. Yeah.
Wasn't in a vault? Wasn't it?
Was,
Cowherd's podcast.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh,
you just
little
said
Danny's
it.
Bitch ass. Look at Danny, like, oh, let's go get that Draymond Green podcast.
Danny all actually right, retweeted a clip today.
I see you, Danny. Danny tweeted.
Danny did what?
He retweeted
Danny tweeted a clip.
He retweeted a Draymond Green clip.
I ain't heard. All right, Danny. I don't know how long.
All right, Danny. I see you. Danny went and got the Draymond Green podcast. That's amazing.
That's honestly one step closer to getting Draymond on the show.
But what did he say? I don't. I'm so confused. What was TC talking about?
He wants to see a Westbrook.
Draymond Green said something about Russell Westbrook.
That was like a throwaway line.
I know. No, Draymond Green said something about contenders, but he said like the Warriors. I mean, he said like five teams were contenders in the West, but I don't know what that.
Did he say the Kings?
No, he didn't mention Westbrook or the Kings.
Yeah, that's why I'm not sure what that had to do.
Just a throwaway line.
Maybe he's saying that contenders think they can rest their players because Chet's not playing today against the Kings. Like, that's why he brought it up.
He did have a little bit of a point there. I don't know.
That was pretty close to a fade for TC too, by the way. That was pretty close.
I don't know how that's going to help the Kings, but I vaguely remember, maybe you guys can help me out. Was it a thing where people were sitting out against the Kings that year? They were either hurt or sitting out.
I don't know if it's a thing, but Draymond Green said on his on that show that one time was like, oh, yeah, like people don't really, I guess, take Sacramento serious when they come or whatever. Yeah. I think I was on LeBron show.
Oh, yeah, that's when he said, no, he said that the LeBron show was when he said, oh, it's hard to get up when you have to play sorry MFers like Sacramento. Mm-hmm. That was the clip from the LeBron show.
I don't think like there was ever like a thing where like, people were sitting out.
But it was, the whole thing was the Kings, they had great health. Everybody played that year. Everybody played all the mm-hmm. games that year. Mm-hmm. And they were always going up against people that were injured or in the load management game or something like that. And TC alludes to it starting already with the Thunder doing holding shutout today.
Mm. Or he was questionable yesterday and it's the second night of a back-to-back.
Or that.
But okay. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't think the Sacramento Kings need much help as being painted as the underdog, so we don't have to create any sort of narrative for them. But this was the stretch everybody was waiting for, right? This is the stretch where everybody is ready to pounce on the, see, we told you. This is the stretch that everybody is ready to pounce on the play the young guys. This is literally what each side of the argument has been waiting for. Mm-hmm. This difficult stretch against playoff basketball teams coming up, and you're going to feel vindicated one way or another. See, we told you they suck. Isaac Jones and Keon Ellis should play every game. Trade Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan because it's that easy, but for some reason, I'm not going to mention Domantas Sabonis. I don't know why. Maybe because I like him more than the other two. My favorite thing is when people just randomly say, like, can we wave and stretch Dennis Schroeder? Like, I'll give you $50 if you explain how that provision works. But it happened with Dame. The week after Dame, everyone said, can we, like, it became the new buzz term. Mm. Can we do what the Bucks did with Zach or with so-and-so? Mm. No, I don't think so, man. That's not good for anybody's business. It's horrible for Milwaukee's business.
Yeah.
But they feel like they have a window to capitalize, so they'll, we'll just deal with it. We'll pay $20 million for the next, 5 years or whatever to Dame Lillard.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.